Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. And for those listening off-planet, we're broadcasting from planet Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this Earth a better place. Just some quick announcements before I bring my guests on. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th. To September 3rd. For those interested, we always see lots of Sasquatch, many UFOs flying around the mountain. Last July, we actually met the Pleiadian commander, Admiral Hilarius, of the Pleiadian fleet, who's here. There's 2 million Pleiadian ships now circling the planet, helping us with the ascension. He beamed himself down in the fifth dimension around our campsite. We could see him shimmering in the light around the campsite. We had a most interesting conversation with him. Also, we experienced many miracle healings, including my own healing of they restored my eyesight. Adama and the Hollow Earth restored my eyesight in my right eye from 20/50 blurry farsighted vision to 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes. So if you'd like to come, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Both trips are just $200. Includes free camping, but they are filling up fast. And if you'd like to come, please let me know as soon as possible. Then, from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit some of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu, as well as Puno and Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas. When I was there with my group, it was earlier this month, actually, we visited a place called Amaro Muro at the southern end of Lake Titicaca. And when we walked up to this stargate, there was a chorus of children from Agartha and the Hollow Earth singing these very beautiful songs to us. And we thought there was a group of kids up there in the mountains somewhere, but it looked like we kept waiting for them to come out. They never did. And then we touched our hand on this stargate, and the rock started turning to jello. Another fellow was able to see right through the rock into the Hollow Earth. So we're going to go back there in May and plan to camp out there, and I think we'll be going right into the Hollow Earth. If you're interested in coming, the cost is just $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, tomorrow, February 22nd, at the Dreyer Masonic Center at 306 134th Street in South Tacoma, Mitch Coe and I will be giving presentations there and doing readings in Tacoma. And we'll also be at the new Renaissance Bookstore on Monday evening, February 24th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Ocean Shores on Wednesday, February 26th, at 12 noon at the Homeport Restaurant. And finally, we'll be running around Manhattan and New York and Pennsylvania in March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, giving presentations. For more information, please send us an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And, of course, next month is my 6th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. And now I have a wonderful man named Dr. Jun Shimizu on the phone. Dr. Shimizu, how are you doing today, my friend?
Great, thank you. How are you, Ted?
Oh, fine, fine. I wanted to bring Dr. Shimizu on today. He has other patients waiting, and he's so kind to ask them to wait while we interview him. I'd like to promote him. You specialize in quantum healing and entanglement, along with a wonderful integrative dentist named Dr. Isabel Perez, and you have a company called Global Healing. Could you tell us in 25 words or less what kind of work you do? Just kidding about the 25. You can make 27 words if you like.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's make it for 20. Okay.
Okay, so, fine. 19.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is through our education, the research that we worked on through the Quantum University, where we are, you know, finishing this session.
Uh-huh.
We became very passionate on bringing this healing center consciousness principle to our society, where people are lack of those information. So the Global Healing, that's where we formed a company. We are the quantum health consultants to help leaders in the healthcare industry and the corporate environment to elevate their knowledge towards healing center concepts instead of disease center concepts.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, you've done some fascinating work. You're working on your PhD now, and one of your mentors is, I can't remember, it's Dr. Greg Braden, is that right? You have
Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Joe Dispenza.
And
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's many others, super Dr. Amit Goswami, the quantum physicist.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Right.
It's a superstar in our university, correct.
Dr. Shimizu, how can people reach you? Do you have would you like to give out your phone number or email or?
Yes. Our website is globalhealy.com.
Globalhealy.com. HEALY.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
and
great.
And we can reach there, and we have the contact information there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I know Dr. Shimizu personally. He's a wonderful fellow. He's a man of higher integrity. He's based here in the Bellevue area, and I'm so happy he'll be coming to my conference and giving us a presentation on Sunday, March 15th. And for those who'd like to come, the cost is just $197 for the 3-day conference. You can visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and I hope you can all come. Well, I'll be sure to have you on again, Dr. Shimizu, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. You're doing wonderful work, and you have a heart of gold to help people.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Shimizu, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Great. Well, I have a full house here in the studio. I think every chair is taken, which is good. Which is good. I'll just go around the table. First off is Michiko Hayashi. She's with the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. She's worked with Dr. Emoto before he met an untimely death in October of 2014. Dr. Emoto, during his lifetime, successfully treated about 10,000 people with his Haro water treatments. And it was a wonderful man. Of course, Michi has the Emoto Peace Project today that gives books to little children. The reason I've had her here is because she's going to be talking about her efforts to help the Hopi, and we have all these wonderful people here. We have Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation, and Leon has a heart of gold, and he's been helping the Hopi get clean water filters now for, what, a year, 2 years?
It's been about 2 years now.
2 years now, 2 years now. We'll be talking about that. And Martha, of course, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, wonderful lady. She's been helping as well. We've all been doing what we can for them.
It's a village.
It's a village, absolutely, absolutely. And then we have Mark Marceau, is that right?
Marcou.
Marcou, I'm sorry, yeah. It takes me, yeah. Okay, good.
Yes, hello.
Great.
Thanks for having me on the show, Ted.
Oh, sure, great. We'll start with you first. You're with Kangen Water.
Tell
us a little about.
Well, I'm really glad to be here and a part of this campaign with my colleague Leon here, and I'm just meeting the rest of the group. But I often ask myself, what advancements in technology, especially in the daily lives of people, really means, and how we can use the advancements in technology to help people that are in need, and traditional perspectives surrounding the drinking water in general is no longer valid in many cases, and it's up to us to really stay current mm-hmm. with the changes in water and the needs of people all around the world. So it makes sense, and it's very important to our health to update our perspectives on water and choose to adopt changes that reflect the awareness and compassion that is needed to keep our environment clean and to keep people hydrated.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad. It's such an honor to have you here, Mark, today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And Michi, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your work.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I think a lot of people know about Dr. Emoto as the researcher of water and discovered that we are really 70% water, and this earth is also 70% water. And as Marku said, we know that hydration is so important, and it's not only about drinking 8 cups of mm-hmm. water. We need to drink
sure.
more than, like a half a gallon of water every day to be hydrated. And that has to be really good quality water without any contamination, but really, really good water.
What I find amazing, I'm going to go to Leon and Martha next, because Leon, you've got both of you guys have been so helpful with this effort.
Thank you.
The I found out, I had Leon on my show, what, about 2 years ago now? Something
yes.
like that?
Yes.
About 2 years ago?
About 2 years ago.
And I really liked your work, and you were talking about what you were doing in Africa. And I said, well, Leon, what about Native Americans, like the Hopi? And you didn't know anything about it.
I was totally shocked.
Yeah, totally shocked.
That it was an issue like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And here in America.
And here in America, yeah. Because if you fly to Arizona, down in Phoenix, Tucson, they have good water. I mean, you can just turn on the tap, maybe fluoridated, but otherwise you can drink it without dying.
Yep.
But you go up to the northern part of Arizona and you go to the Hopi and you find that their drinking water supplies are full of arsenic and radiation.
Yes.
And people and longevity, like Native American males in the Hopi, about longevity about 44 years.
Yes.
Females a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But one of the shocking things that we found out when we were there last April is that there's a public health service built by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is a U.S. federal government agency. They have reverse osmosis for their water for all the doctors and nurses.
They know it's in the soil.
And yeah, they know it's in the soil.
Yeah.
And just across the road, there's a public well water there.
That's
and that well water for local Indians is full of arsenic and radiation. I guarantee those people get it's funny. They get cancer and they get ready to die. And then they go to the health service.
Yes.
And get treated. It doesn't. It's like this weird. If the reverse osmosis water is good enough for the doctors and nurses at the hospital, why isn't good enough for the local people?
Exactly. Yeah, something that really surprised me that I even noticed here locally when I was kind of just driving up north near Anacortes. It's like the minute you hit, you know, a reservation, you see a refinery.
Oh,
and,
okay. Right.
And there's, and I think a lot of that, you know, they're sovereign nations.
Right.
They've been, I mean, mining, refineries, they've been getting away with murder on the reservations because they've been able to avoid, you know, a lot of the requirements.
Environmental regulations.
And they'll go and they'll say, hey, you know, this is safe, this is clean, this is fine, we're going to make some money for your tribe, we're going to help you out.
Right.
And they've just wound up poisoning them all.
Well, that's.
And it's shocking, but it's like, how could this happen?
Yeah.
And then the government won't protect them because they say, you're sovereign. So it's a two-edged sword.
Do you know what happened to the Spokane Reservation in the 80s and 90s in Spokane, Washington?
No,
they discovered uranium on the reservation and started mining it during the Reagan administration. And I contacted the tribal council back then in Spokane, and I said, look, you're dealing with fire.
Yeah.
They're gonna leave you high and dry after all the uranium is out. You're going to get contaminated water. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now they have contaminations that's going to last for the next 10,000 years in their drinking water.
Well, and that's where all the nuclear testing and all that was going on as well. And I mean, it's something that does not, like you say, dissipate. And then thank goodness that, you know, through efforts like yours and all of us that are trying to spread the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people find out, they're like, well, then what can I do?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and luckily, the first thing when we talked to Leon, because I like the EPA said it was going to be $20 million to get clean water because they're approaching it from, well, we'll have to be
we'll have to hire a bunch of bureaucrats and pay for their donuts and coffee.
But at least in the meantime, we can filter it. And that's something. It's just a Band-Aid, but it's a start
we
can get time to, you know, to raise the funds that are necessary for a long-term solution. And that's where, you know, Leon and his group, and thanks to your supporters and all the fundraising events that have been going on, have just about done the whole thing for under $40,000.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Totally amazing. And for us to go into the Navajo reservation also after the Hopi was so successful, what we're doing there and what we'll be continuing to do there. We just got replacement filters for the first year's worth of work. And Martha will be going down there
to hand
deliver those filters.
Now, let's say someone listening today and they want to help out. What a water filter for $125 will last for decades for a family? Or
You're looking at you don't have to change the filter to after 10,000 gallons of water has been used.
Okay.
And the water unit lasts for 30 years.
Mm.
So
well,
you're looking at once a unit is installed in their home, that unit will last for 30 years and you change the filter basically once a year.
And that's a gallon a minute.
And that's a gallon a minute.
That's
so the flow rate is
And then some of the wells and some of the areas where not everybody has kind of the access or the harder hit area. You've got a solar unit that's going up and that's providing
mobile.
A lot.
That's actually moving around as a mobile car. So, it's unbelievable. And you were right, Ted, when you said that people is getting involved. That's how Mark and I got involved to even better what we're doing and to come up with creative ways
To do more fundraising while cleaning water in more areas.
And we were just sitting around talking, and Mark said, hey, let's team up with our company. And we got the Kagan, and with, you know, bringing in the Pure Water, the Kagan, our fundraisers, what we'll be doing. It's just totally amazing.
If somebody wanted to contribute, can they go? Well, they can contact me, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can refer them on to you. Or could you give us your website so people could?
Yes, our website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Okay. Yeah,
and we're a nonprofit company, and also every donation is a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's 100% volunteer. 100% of what you give goes directly to these units. I mean, that's why I'm hand delivering them. I'm not.
Yeah,
and that's where we'd really like to help them out as much as possible.
And you know why I really love this project? It's because it's all volunteer.
And it's intimate.
Volunteer means love.
Yes.
And love is the only way that can really help and change the world.
Yeah, and they understand that when we come to it and just having the units on the Hopi Reservation have been they're in honor of Dr. Emoto, and that's the connection that allowed us to even talk to them anyway, because of through Dr. Emoto having a relationship with one of the grand elders there. Otherwise,
yeah, with
Vernon, so many people that try to help, they won't even listen to, because so many people have said they had their best interests and then were gone. So with that trust that we've got with them, it's starting to spill into the Navajo Nation.
Right.
So we're really excited about what's going to happen there.
With each water filter, the kids get a copy of this Messages from Water book from Dr. Emoto. It shows the power of thought, creating these beautiful
waters. That is totally awesome.
It really changes the energy of water.
So amazing.
And I would really like to see, actually, the water, how it reacts using the waters that will be
the Kagan water too, because you're just amplifying it even more. Like you're using a modern technology that can enhance water.
Yes,
but you're only going to enhance it whatever the water is. Mm-hmm. And so if we get the pure water, then it enhances that.
The
purity
is very important.
And then the intention of the love, then that's the eagle and the condor. You
that's
know?
What it is.
Wisdom and technology coming together.
Because I know just when I was driving in, I was talking to a guy from Endless Shades of Green that's going to be working with us on fundraising. And he said, man, I can't believe what Dr. Emoto have done. He said, we read about him yelling at rice with water in it, leaving rice alone, and praying and putting love on rice. Mm-hmm. Right. And he said, did you know that the rice that was talked to happily and the prayer came out fluffy compared to the rice that was argued about and the rice that just sat alone. Now, tell me if that's not amazing.
Yeah, just like plants, because they're mostly like water, plants. Too. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the water is the carrier.
Everything
the water is the conductor.
Everything has water.
So I think with this new bundle that we're doing with Kagan, our units, plus the prayer on top, you got the best water in the universe. What a great bundle package we're putting together now.
Yeah, and then more opportunities for fundraising, because it still comes down to we need the money for the units to do the work that we're doing.
Right.
I mean, we've got all this wonderful, you know, these people coming together, like you say, this village to give back and to serve. But what a great way to do it, because it helps everybody and.
Exactly.
And it feels good.
And I know I just talked to the W Hotel, and they were like, hey, let's put a fundraiser here with Mark and all of us. And it was just this week, and letting them know that Dr. Emoto was involved. And they said, let's have a fundraiser. Give us a date. So it's unbelievable.
Well, a lot of people are familiar with Kangen water too. So that's another vehicle. It just helps open up the spectrum a little bit more. And then it's just like, yes, not only is water take that, condition on, but to do the prayers with it too, and then to raise money at the same time. Kind of joint fundraiser is the more the merrier.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I wanted to ask, when's your next fundraiser so people could participate?
Well, I'm working with the W right now, so we're looking at within the next 3 months.
Okay.
So I will definitely let you know, because they gave us that great news that they're going to give us the house on,
the Civility and Unrest again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they really care about the Hopi, because they've done a fundraiser with us before.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just was with them earlier this week, and they said, let us know what we need to do.
Yeah.
Let's bring in the Kagan. Let's bring in the clean water, Dr. Emoto, and let's do this. So it should be within the next 3 weeks, and Mark and I will be working on that to
And naturalchoice.net will promote it, too. And also on the homepage at naturalchoice.net, there's a donate button where it takes you directly to the donation page for the Clean Water Foundation. And there's articles and stories there about, you know, what's going on in the reservation that people can find there as well.
Mm-hmm. And we're also going to be doing fundraisers in Sedona. So stay tuned.
Oh, my
goodness. Yes.
What a great
energy. Not only am I going to be hand-delivering them, I'm going to be delivering them from my new home in Oak Creek Village in Sedona, Arizona.
Wow.
And one of the main reasons we decided to sell our little 1947 1,200 square foot bungalow in Bellevue for the same price as a beautiful place.
Mm. Or a mansion.
That can hold large fundraisers.
Yeah,
So we're hoping to do some kind of exclusive retreats and some big fundraisers and make that kind of an outpost, and I'll be closer to the reservation to be able to serve that more directly as well. So and that part of the country is a lot more aware of water here, especially after this winter. It's like, water?
We're definitely blessed around here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
right.
But we understand the pollution in it, but they understand the importance of the water. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
How
many filters have gone out to families now? What kind of coverage have we gotten so far?
For the Hopi?
Yeah, for the Hopi.
We're looking at about 300 so far.
Yeah. Okay.
About 300 water units and the mobile cart that's moving around.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
so you're looking at about 300. But like I said, they really liked it so much that, you know, we're expanding to the Navajo tribes.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think it was really, really wonderful. Because I feel like we're all being supported.
Absolutely.
Just how we all got together, too. But the day that Ernest got the solar unit, or for some reason he had it in his car, and the Navajo have a truck, a water truck, and that's the only way they were getting away, because they had a big tank in this truck, and they'd go by, and people would just go to where the truck was stopping on their reservation. Well, the truck, the unit on the truck broke down.
Oh, no.
And so Ernest just happened to be going to see what they were doing over there to tell him about the Clean Water Foundation, just pulled the thing out of his, the trunk of his car and met him at all the wells, which is where they were, and then just hooked it up, and they all got their clean water.
They were still able to get the water.
It was already pre-planned. So,
that's wonderful.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing. Coincidence, right?
I know. Just like when we were all there together last year, and you were doing the presentation, and then the slide came up, and it was dated the exact same day that we were all there.
That was amazing.
When Dr. Emoto was alive, standing there with Vern, and there we were.
So it's good to have, and that unit is a solar unit, and Martha, like I said, will be bringing the replacement filters down for that solar cart unit. But isn't that amazing?
And those filters, we even have to kick it up a notch, too, because, I mean, it's so bad that even kind of assuming as it was going to be really, really bad, they designed the filters, and then there was still stuff coming through, so they even had to kick it up another notch. So that's just how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, that's
really
how important
need
it is
there.
That we, that we...
Yeah.
Stop poisoning them.
They're such sweet, gentle people.
Oh, my God.
They have an ancient culture. They have the Prophecy Rock there. Have you
known?
The Prophecy Rock was several thousand years old, and there's two lines for civilization. The top line is where the line is kind of zigzag and then ends, and the bottom line is where it's a flat line that goes all the way around the rock. And the message is that if we live in harmony with nature and among ourselves, we will continue on and survive and create a beautiful, harmonious planet.
Wow.
However, if we don't, if we continue warring and just exploiting the planet, it'll be a zigzag and then it will end.
Wow. That's amazing. Because I know I had a friend went out there and he went to some of the ceremonies and did some of the rituals.
Right.
And he said when he got finished, he was in Utopia.
Uh-huh.
That's the feeling you have.
Yeah.
So I was
The land is so magical.
This is something that Vernon said to Dr. Emoto. They wrote a book together in Japanese. It's published in Japan. So I'm planning to give one book to Hopi when we have the library. But what Vernon said at that time was that this Prophecy Rock says that when we finally integrate technology,
yes,
new technology, and spirituality yeah. together, wow. then the world will be finally a mm-hmm. peaceful and right. harmonious place.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what we are doing right
yep.
now.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, with mm-hmm. this
And Saipop, the other sacred site that right. they call the umbilical cord to the whole planet.
To the whole planet, yeah.
So it's really mm-hmm. interesting that this real... work with the indigenous to mm-hmm. really address this is happening on those four corners in such mm-hmm. a sacred place and yeah. kind of the center of everything. So that's a good place for it to flourish from.
That's totally amazing. Plus, those hospital beds will be freed up because no yeah. more waterborne illnesses.
50%, well, yeah. Wow. So, isn't it ridiculous?
Wow. When Ted said that, I mean, imagine you're drinking the water, you're getting sick because of waterborne illnesses, but if you got the clean water,
isn't it like 50% of the hospital beds in the entire world are filled from waterborne illness?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's crazy. Right.
And people don't even know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Well, there's other issues in the Navajo and Hopi reservations, and I don't want to get too far afield today. But, Leon, you sent me a link to the fact that on the Navajo reservation, 75% of all the people in the United States who don't have electricity are from the Navajo.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's like the fifth world.
Like water and electricity.
Water and electricity, they don't even have power.
Exactly.
How can we Americans tolerate such an injustice as polluted water with arsenic and radiation and families and people that tens of thousands of people who don't even have electricity.
Exactly.
Yet we spend all this money on bombs in the military. Our priorities are messed up in terms of
spending. And they're Americans. And I was just in that meeting 2 days ago when I sent you that link.
Yeah.
And I was working with some folks from the city of Seattle that's talking about putting a fundraiser together to address that and sending volunteers from the utility department to work with no cost. I'm going to tie that in and let you know about that also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'm working with that group that's getting some utility workers to actually come down there and help them out on that end.
Yeah, it's one thing when you don't know, but now that we know.
Mm-hmm. Now that we know.
Now that we know, you
can do something.
Yeah.
And how simple here. Yeah. Even $10 is what? 100 gallons, 1,000 gallons of water.
Really?
Looking at less than a half of a half a penny.
Yeah. It goes a long way.
Right.
And it all
adds gallon of water from our filters.
Yeah.
So the cost is.
Yeah. Well, shipping water bottles of the same equation would cost,
plus the plastic.
Many thousands of dollars. And then, water companies don't get the money, right? So,
I have to tell you, the mass media in this country should inform people of issues like this that need to be addressed, but they don't. They end up with mindless dribble about all kinds of things that aren't worth discussing, even. And it's funny because when we were down in Phoenix last year, Arizona, I told people on the plane about the Hopi water situation and how bad the water was, radiation and arsenic. And they acted like they were shocked like I was when I first found out.
Mm-hmm. Just like I was when you told me and when I told Mark. Same thing. Right. That's why we came together.
No one really knows.
Yeah.
People who are even living in that area, they don't know anything about it.
And I was shocked when I see these, these big hangars and these big, airplanes coming in and unloading just massive, pallets of water bottles that none of it's necessary if they send in, several solar water purification
water
units.
And that's,
and then they wind plastic up with mountains of plastic. Yeah. It's this is ridiculous.
What a shame that is.
Yeah.
It's dysfunctional.
Mm. Yeah. Our group is offering the opportunity, to improve the health and remove tons of plastic from the environment.
Yeah.
If that wasn't enough, as I was talking to Leon, we were discussing, the commissions that would be made when we were getting these units to the Indians and actually making donations, 15% of the cumulative sales donations would be dedicated to assisting the Hopi and Navajo tribe.
No, that's terrific.
And any
other business, we encourage anybody, other business out there that wants to do fundraisers, at your corporation.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Because that's what we're starting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people listening, let's give out our emails so people can contact. Mine is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Mark, why don't you go ahead and give out your email?
Yeah, sure. You can reach me at mark@hydratingwater.com.
And is that with a K or a C?
It's with a K.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying
okay.
that.
All right. And Leon, Mitchie, and Martha?
Yes. You can go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org, and every donation is a tax write-off.
Right.
Wonderful. And Mitchie, go ahead and give your...
It's www.emoto.peaceproject.net. It's all
okay.
one word.
Okay, great. And Martha, yeah, if you could give
naturalchoice.net.
Naturalchoice.net. Wonderful. Wonderful. I always enjoy talking to Leon about how did you get started in this? I know that you have a story from Mexico.
Yeah.
Could you
actually,
tell us about that?
I was traveling and I was talking to this woman in Mexico and she was telling me, because I asked about these water barrels that was on the roofs, and I noticed them, and I was like, what are these barrels? And she told me they were water barrels. And she said, but I actually store my water in my tub. And one day I was having a gathering, and a tourist was there, asked to use the restroom, went to the restroom, seen the water in the tub, and drained it, and thought he was doing her a favor, came out and told her, and she started crying because that was her water for a month.
Oh my gosh.
If you try to buy water from the water trucks, they're too expensive.
Yeah,
they're
expensive.
The people just don't have it. So you say, okay, I got to go to a dirty lake, dirty river to get the water because I can't afford the water from the water truck. Oh, so I said, how can we come up with a mobile water unit, solar, that could be cheap? So I went to school, long story short, for water maintenance, repair, and distribution, got a degree in it, and we started designing these mobile water units. And it's funny when you said Peru, because our first unit went to Bolivia, we were able to, and we did a project with World Vision.
Yeah, World Vision.
And they had a
cool.
Deal like Katrina.
Right.
And we put these mobile water units there, and the water was cleaner than the water before the disaster.
Oh, wow.
And so
instead
of using it for disaster and relief, because that's what we had designed them for, they were using it for everyday use, just like what we're doing with the mobile cart for the Hopi.
Wow.
Instead
amazing.
Of disaster relief, they're actually using it for everyday use.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Because they have to.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because they
that's
have
amazing.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That's how it all started.
Wow, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
That's great. Mark, how did you get interested in water issues?
Well, it was many years ago, probably about 5 years ago, when I started working with a company called Enagic, which is a 40-year-old company out of Japan, who the CEO and founder is a real humanitarian who believes in water being, you know, the essence of life.
Yeah.
And Kangen water, Kangen comes from a Japanese word called return to origin. You know, that's what it really means.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And so this water is alkaline, it's antioxidant, and it's biologically available. So once it goes through Leon's filter, it goes through an ionizer, which really adds some benefit, lots of benefits to people's health and also the environment. So they can, you know, remove the need for the dependency on plastic water bottles, reusable bottles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember I was at a Kangen demonstration and they just had some like cherry tomatoes, you know, just in a little dish of water. And even just the flavor, you know,
it removes all those pesticides.
Removes all the stuff on the top. Molecularly, right? It just kind of just, instead of scrubbing it off, it just releases it from the surface.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's probably doing the same thing in the environment. So as it goes down to the drain, it really kind of helps as well.
Yeah,
sure. Wow. Well,
yeah.
Martha,
cool.
How did you get interested in water issues?
Oh, I've been a fish since I was two. My mom said it was so funny because the first time I went in the water, I would swim underwater and I'd come up to breathe.
Wow.
Instead of putting my head down, I guess I must have been a...
Wow.
Yeah, a dolphin.
You're a dolphin. That's what I got, too. A mermaid. Actually, you were a mermaid.
And she's like, oh, my God, she's singing. No, she came up from there. She's back down.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah.
But I was, when I heard about what Leon was doing, too, it's like, wow, what a great, easy way. It just seems like it's a no-brainer, just at least. Just a quick, you know, a quick relief. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have to deal with the what's polluting our water in the first place.
Fundamentally,
but you need
yeah.
relief in the first place. Mm-hmm. And if you if you're sick, you don't think clear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it divides it immobilizes yeah. people. So when they get healthy, they get together and they make change.
Sure, right. And you know, this is what President Kennedy has told me many times. The kind of changes that he tried to instill in his administration came from the top down in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. But now we are, it's a destiny of this planet, he's told me, to ascend and create a much better and happier planet. And the change is coming from you and me and everybody else from the bottom up.
Wow.
And it's something that no negative entity can stop.
That's right.
If there's too many of us and all doing a good thing.
That's right.
And when I had my show first on the Hopi thing with you a couple of years ago, I remember President Kennedy talking to me about it mm-hmm. and saying, you guys can make a difference. You don't have to rely upon government. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Hopi tried to get the federal government with President Obama back in 2015 to fund clean water, but they refused, refused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, we'll just do it ourselves and private fundraise because everybody's yep. got, I mean, you could all contribute 5, 10,
it's
20
the grassroots,
bucks.
Yeah.
Grassroots, everybody.
I mean, grassroots for 30, well, for under 40, and, yeah. you know, the government was 20 million. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that grassroots can do pretty darn good, and we can see some, you know, a yeah. lot of change.
Yeah,
very
right.
quickly.
And we don't need money for donuts and coffee.
Exactly. No.
And we don't need to hire executives. We simply just do it.
Yeah. We can just
like
carry one water filter yeah. instead of a plane.
Yeah, we exactly. just do it. You know?
Like me and Leon had a conversation earlier a few days ago, and he said, you know, we're doing this for the love of water, right?
Yeah,
right.
Like, yeah flow. Exactly. Let it flow for love of water.
Yeah,
that's
love
our
of water. Yeah.
That's our motto.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
And
that's
right. and love energy is what this this world is running on.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
Can
right.
you imagine love energy, love of water? I mean, I think we put together an unbelievable group to help.
That's why it's been helping people so
yeah.
much.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I'd like to. I this started. Vernon, the Hopi elders have told me this started about 60, 70 years ago when Peabody Mining yep. started pumping all the water out of their aquifer for mining operations.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I'm familiar with that, too.
Yeah. And now they're getting ready to leave the reservation, mm-hmm. and they've left them a mess.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. The water at the very bottom of the water table is contaminated with all this arsenic and radiation.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's what the Hopi are left with now, which is such
that's
a shame.
Horrible.
Such a shame.
You done made all that money.
They made all
the
money.
Off the water, and then you leave the
water.
Like, oh,
I've got to go. I'll leave you my nuts.
It's like having a mule, and he worked for you all them years, and then instead of retiring and give him some hay, you shoot him and say, because he's a liability. That's crazy.
And according to the elders in the Hopi, they told me last year that they were basically paid pennies on the dollar for the water. Not much.
And locked in. And then they were using all the power, the clean water, to power the station, the pumping station, to pump. For the slurry because it was so pure and good. Using it for mining instead of for the people.
Right, wow. exactly.
It was some of the purest water in the world that they were using slurry their schlup.
But we can turn it around.
Yep, yeah. we sure can.
We can turn it around. Now, I know I have listeners in Canada. I would enjoy listening or emailing me your situations or other places around the country as well where we could help. We're not just limited to the Hopi and Navajo reservations. We realize that other reservations and other communities in North America and worldwide, too, have water issues. So just email me at outoftheworld1150@gmail.com or email Leon. Leon, what's your email address?
www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Okay.
They or leave a email. Message there, yeah. Or they can email any of us here.
Any of us here, yeah.
Yeah.
Any of us here.
But what's so great about the water filters, as I say, especially for immediate relief, is they're so simple. It's just like you just connect them so it doesn't, you know.
And then the clean water starts
so if anybody wants to do a anybody wants to do a fundraiser, it's just like, you know, we'll just, you know, with however many water filters what you raise, we'll send them to you and you can distribute them as needed and to where it is needed.
Right.
If everyone
and every dollar goes into to water.
Exactly.
Clean water.
If everyone just saves a penny or dime every day and contribute to this system.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't know how many people were going to be helping.
Yeah, I forget his name, but the young boy that just was having.
Oh, yeah, Joshua.
He
was doing bake sales, and he was able to provide 5 water units.
Yeah.
Just
what?
Doing bake sales.
I think
sales.
I'm doing bake sales.
What was that, about $700 or $800?
Something like that. And he was doing bake sales.
Oh, my goodness.
And he did it as a school project, and he was 12 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, little Joshua.
Yeah. Wow, that's wonderful.
I mean, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Get your community service hours out there.
Right. Right. That's true. It doesn't take much. Yeah. We're all powerful spiritual beings here to create a much better and happier planet. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason at all for the Hopi or Navajo or anyone in the North America or anywhere in the world to drink polluted water.
It's absolutely. Should be a right, not a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, with that prayer on water Dr. Emoto have, is unbelievable.
Could you share that prayer with us now, and for maybe you could say it for clean
Ho'oponopono
for clean water at Fukushima, other polluted areas, maybe the Hopi?
Okay.
Everywhere.
Well, I think it's for all over the world, because nowadays I notice that the water around the world has been polluted.
Oh, wow.
Even Kelsey Creek that runs in our backyard, which
even
is the storm system for the city of Bellevue.
It's kidding.
Yeah, they got the stream people out there, you know, that are doing all their, you know, testing the water. And it's but it's the runoff, you know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
we pay for a storm and they just throw it down the creek.
Yeah.
When we are aware of that, we can try to help it. And now this is the way we give our offer the prayer to water. That's Ho'oponopono. To Fukushima, to Navajo, Hopi, everywhere around the world. Okay? Water, we're sorry.
Please, my listener friends, please say this after Michi Gossi. Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
One more time. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
And water, we love you.
Let it flow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Thank you.
That is heavy.
Now, I remember the story about the Ho'oponopono, and there was a psychiatrist there named Dr. Hugh Lin.
Okay. Dr. Hugh Lin.
And he was a psychologist in Honolulu, and he had a complete ward full of criminally insane people. So what he did he have all the inmates say the Ho'oponopono, or did he say it for them? How did he do that?
Okay. Before that, there were so many medical doctors who went there to help, but no one could stay longer because it was such severe people. And so what Dr. Hewland did was he started to offer the prayer of Ho'oponopono, saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly all day.
Uh-huh.
1,000 times every day within three months or so, so many people started to be healed.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's talking to their own subconscious as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
And that heals all the ancestors also.
Yep, exactly.
Water, everything.
And I wanted you to share the story of the famous, there's a famous wealthy man in Japan who went bankrupt, lost his family.
Oh, that's my friend. Yeah,
he lost everything.
Yeah.
And how did he? This is a gentleman who lost everything. Lost his family.
Yeah,
company.
And he uses this children's book, The Message from Water, to spread how powerful our words are. What happened was he was a really good businessman and made a lot of money, but at the same time, he was losing money and he went through bankruptcy. He lost his wife also, got divorced. And so he was on the bottom of his life.
Right.
What he did was he discovered that by saying thank you 3,000 times a day, then the life will get better. And at the same time, he read Dr. Emoto's book, The Message from Water. So he started to say, well, if the only thing I have to do is to say thank you over and over, even though I'm hurt, my life is at the bottom, I can do that. So he started to say thank you 3,000 times a day without any emotion, but he started He said that many times in Japanese.
Didn't he have a little counter where he would?
Well,
he
now
would,
he does. At that time, he didn't. He would count. Even now, he does it. And even now he does.
And now,
he
has the strongest thumbs in Japan. Because
well, no, so not only strongest thumb, but also he has so much asset money. Now he's sharing that.
He's sharing it, yeah.
And he has a new family.
Yeah, new family, okay. New beautiful wife, okay. And supporting him all the pieces.
And doing what he loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's how much
example of the power
thoughts.
Of, absolutely.
And war.
Absolutely.
Can do.
Mm-hmm. And attitude is everything.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, attitude is everything. If we want to make a world a better place, we will. Absolutely.
Well, I think service. And, people are just understanding the power of service.
Service.
Because if it's from your heart and then it comes from Laura, it makes you feel good. It makes everyone feel good. And it connects people.
And that's
you get to meet lots of really cool people.
That's energy.
Now, exactly.
It's like magnet.
Yeah. If I may say this, I've talked to Ernest. And basically, he does get help, but he could stand more help.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I want to do is specifically because, I mean, everyone else is a volunteer, but Ernest, who's the boots on the ground on the reservation, you know, does not have very much means, and he is working so hard.
He
so
spends his
I
own money.
I want to just raise some stuff, some money,
to help him.
There's
what
a
he's
lot
doing.
Of good people down in Phoenix, Mesa, Tucson, Salt Lake City. Las Vegas, anywhere around that southwest area, if you'd like to help out with these water issues, we need your help.
Yeah.
We definitely do. We need people to
start. We should do a GoFundMe for Ernest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We really should.
Yeah. We should. Awesome. Why don't we?
Yeah, he's out there every day checking on the units, checking on people because
pays
you know,
so much money on gas and helping people. Sure, absolutely.
But because of, you know, the Clean Water Foundation is all volunteer based, you know, we're not, you know, taking that money, but there are in this situation, especially on the reservation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, but we require people to do the work.
Exactly.
Right.
But
right.
He's just having to serve so selflessly, just so happy to have the water. But
we civility and unrest. We should put something aside.
Yeah,
for him
just
from
for him.
Right. Fundraiser.
Right.
So
exactly.
To say, you know, he's doing all these installations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do
you
the legwork.
On the reservation, mm-hmm. a little something on the
let's
side.
Let's give him some
but
help.
What I'm saying too, if people wanted to volunteer. If they've got time,
to go help him.
To help him deliver these things.
Oh, that would be really
absolutely.
Helpful.
You know, if you're within driving distance of the Hopi Reservation, please contact us. Outofthisworld1150@gmail.com because we do need your help. Even if you don't have any money, that's fine. Yeah, you got a car and
even
help.
Getting the water unit sometimes if you're going to go to Bolivia or Peru or something,
take it with you. Yes.
Right. Take it
by
with
the
you.
Time the customs and all that goes, it's really easy to pack it with you.
Right.
But there's so much bureaucracy and so much cost just to get those.
Right.
So if you have like, I know a lot of teachers and stuff too will take a group of students. What a great idea for each to take a, you know, do a fundraiser beforehand too
right.
and
exactly.
take water units mm-hmm. with them and then they can go to the village and set them up and how fulfilling,
sure.
how great that would be. Or church groups.
Yeah, because we have some people delivering water units in Hungary next week.
Oh, really?
They come in from New York to deliver water units in Hungary at an orphanage.
Isn't that lovely?
So you're right. And they're just going to take them on the plane with them instead of going through the shipping and the customs.
Yeah.
They deliver it to an orphanage in Hungary.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
So we're not kidding when we say every dollar goes to the water units. Yeah. Everything else is, you know, either goes to shipping or so that just leaves more for that. But, you know, the rest of it is just all volunteer.
Right.
Well, you know, we keep up our efforts and soon the Hopi and the Navajo will all have clean water.
Yes. That's
absolutely.
The goal.
That's the goal.
And then onward and onward and let it flow, let it flow.
Going to do it,
Let it flow.
Continue to do it,
Well, you know, for both the Hopi and the Navajo, I don't know about the Navajo, but the Hopi have no museum, no library, nothing.
Wow.
But
no casinos. They don't sell their stuff. No, They're wisdom keepers. They don't do casinos. Yeah.
Right.
So we need, they don't have any annual.
But you know, there's at least two buildings I know of vacant right now.
Oh, yeah,
owned by the federal government, sitting there, and they could be easily renovated in a blink of an eye into a library or a cultural center for them.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm going to be working on. Yeah. We'll be working on that next month when we're down there.
Yeah.
So
that's a great idea. To
just because sits there. What is it good to do? The federal government have buildings full of cobwebs and you know,
because they can say, look what we built for the Indians.
Like you said, a library would be great knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
wow.
So, So those of you interested in donating books to the library or funds or computers, just email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com and I'll make sure everything goes to good use. You know, these they're really appreciative. And it's more than just a library of technical books. I'd like to make kind of a spiritual library for them because they're spiritual people.
Yes, very
you know, that's what they're interested in. They're not, you know, so that's what, you know.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, they don't have the means to go out and buy or, you know, or get paid to do a lot of this stuff. So, you know, it's really our responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, too, comes down to the water issues because many of them are drinking that
and they're sick.
Polluted water and they're sick.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help anything, actually.
Well, it's just like I was talking to the people at the city of Seattle when we were talking about that utility and electricity.
Sure.
And it's just like you said, they're not Native Americans. They're Americans.
They're Americans. They do not have
clean water and electricity.
They're Americans before we were.
Yeah.
Well,
all the people of the world deserve clean water.
All the people.
Now, there's a professor in Italy named Giuseppe Vitaglio.
Giuseppe.
He's from, I believe, Palermo. Not sure where he's at.
I don't remember.
Outside Rome somewhere. Anyway, he wrote a petition to the United Nations on the right to clean water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've been supporting that. Actually, if you go to my website, you'll see a piece about it. It's at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I should get a hold of Giuseppe to see how he's doing on that. Mm-hmm. But I urge you to sign it. It goes to the United Nations. Certain companies like Nestle has said that people don't have a right to water and that they have to pay for it, but I don't agree with that.
You can just have chocolate.
Water is not for rich or poor. It's for
everyone, living beings.
It's
like air.
Not only for human beings, but for everything on this earth.
Yeah. And I can't believe the arrogance of that, of Nestle to say something like that, because what right does it give him to dictate who gets water? Water should be a God-given right.
Mm-hmm. Or buying up all the water
Or
rights.
Buying up all the water.
No one should own water.
No, no.
You know,
In Japanese, selling water is blasphemy.
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 Really?
Because writing, it's blasphemy. The writing is, it's like
you
can water,
you can't own
sell.
It to sell it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So selling water is really bad. Mm-hmm. It's really against God's will.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's like selling air. Something that should be free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bottling it in plastic.
Exactly.
That's where the profit is.
One of the problems with plastic water bottles is that if you leave it out in the sunshine.
Yeah. It's toxic.
The chemicals leach from the plastics into the water, and for men, it causes them to grow breasts, and for women, it causes ovarian cancer.
That's right.
Wow.
So that's something to be aware of with plastics.
Wow. Yep.
You absolutely don't drink it if the water has been sitting in there because you're asking for trouble.
That's why I don't understand after disasters, you know, in places like Haiti and Costa Rica and everything too, where it's over 80 degrees most of the time and they don't have any electricity and no refrigeration. They've just got pallets of
plastic
toxic water.
Well, a lot of people don't know, though, is also the water that you're getting at the store when you buy it off the shelf, it's up to 6 months, maybe even a year old.
Oh, that's true.
Yep.
Wow.
And
it could
if be, they were kept in the storage that's really hot.
Right.
And they don't put an expiration date on it.
Yeah, they don't know what's
checking
it.
Was.
Yeah.
Just like Mark said, they just throwing it out there and you don't even know.
Right, right.
The source water is unknown in most cases.
Exactly, yeah.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I want to just to tell everyone, I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the first hour, but Simon Parks is not feeling well today. I got a note from him saying that he's lost his voice.
Oh, no.
So everybody send lots of love and light to Simon today, and hopefully he'll feel better.
Simon.
Get well soon.
He'll be coming on my show likely a week from today, so that's why we had Alex Collier on, who was a wonderful fellow. Mm-hmm. Alex will be at my conference next month. And you will, too, all the people here. And you're welcome to come, Mark.
Thank you.
It's March 13th.
Why don't we do the fundraising at that time, too?
We'll do the fundraising.
Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We've only got about less than 2 minutes left. Let's quickly say a few words. Mark, you first, and we'll try to fit everybody in quickly in the next 2 minutes.
Yes, of course. So if you're interested in Kangen water, I urge you to visit my website, hydratingwater.com, and there's lots of benefits for business owners and home builders that we could discuss once you guys log into that and drop me a note in the comment in the contact us page.
Okay.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Did she?
Well, thank you so much. I just would like to send lots of love and gratitude to everyone around the world, and especially I'm so happy that we can do something to help Hopi and Navajo people with this water problem.
Absolutely.
And let's send much love and gratitude.
Okay. Leon and Martha, not much time, but go ahead, my friend.
Yes. Like we said before, if you'd like to donate, www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And it's a tax write-off also, and we need volunteers also.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Leanne. Martha?
Let it flow.
Okay.
Oh, let
great.
It flow.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening today. I hope you can support our efforts for clean water for the Hopi and Navajo. And I hope you also enjoyed the first hour with Alex Collier. What an amazing fellow. He'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. I hope everyone listening today has a really beautiful and happy weekend. And thank you again so much for listening. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.